Even voting for the infamous Bridge to Nowhere and a teapot museum. In one session of Congress, Santorum co-sponsored 51 bills to increase Washington's reckless spending and zero bills to cut spending. Santorum even joined Hillary Clinton to support letting convicted felons vote. And despite all that, Santorum still had the nerve to vote to raise his own pay. After over 20 years in D.C., Santorum's been called the ultimate Washington insider and cashed in working for lobbyists after he lost his last election by 18 points. Rick Santorum, big spender, Washington insider. Paid for by Restore Our Future, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. RestoreOurFuture.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
On Saturday, April 28th, Casino Queen will give away a brand new Chrysler 300 provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning March 17th. Keys awarded April 28th every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the car, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. $10,000 Royal Free Play bonus drawing 1 hour after car is awarded. Win a Chrysler 300 and ride in luxury April 28th at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I gotta tell you, I think it'd be an interesting series of shows. Get somebody in who lost his arms, his or her arms or legs, you know.
Hear the background and how they dealt with it and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Or let's say somebody who drives an old Chevy wagon with fake wood on the sides. So, something that most people don't have to experience.
There's a story there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there is. It is time to check in with the guy who drives one of those vehicles, an old Chevy wagon with fake wood on the sides. His name is Jose Hernandez, and it's full of stuff, electronic stuff. But you'd expect it to be because he's an electronics guy, and this is Tech Talk. That's what we call it. It's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Center. Stop in and take a look at all the great Oreck products. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the king of tech stuff, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
And let me throw the numbers out here. I forgot to do that for those who don't know them by heart. In case you have a question, a technical question, it can be phone-related, TV-related, computer-related. For Jose, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Unless somebody in the room has something they have seen that's coming out that they want to know more about or anything like that. Do we have that going once?
I don't understand half of it anyway.
Well, I don't either. Twice, three times, going. Well,
there's one quick thing I can say. It's kind of, he doesn't do it on purpose because he has to, but I thought it was kind of interesting that Steve, what's his name?
Wozniak.
From Apple stands in line every year for whatever the new Apple product is with all the public.
To show he's a common man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he stood there overnight. He was there at like a midnight to stay there for the morning. So,
well, there's a word for that. Ridiculous.
Well, he did. He likes the people, though. He enjoys all the people that are into Apple.
Well, they don't know
products.
Who he is.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure all the Apple
know
people
him?
Know.
Would you know him if he was standing in line? Steve, I wouldn't.
But I'm not
an
Apple guy.
I think he wants to get a feel for the, you know, talk to him. There's no way they know who he is.
The people in line probably do
not
know who he is.
Yes, those Apple
hardcores. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But as soon as he hits the store, well, it's welcome to Apple store. Mr. Wozniak, how are you, sir?
Yeah.
Different story. What they sell first day for the number three, about a million?
All of them.
Yes.
Yeah, they sold
about a million.
Did you get one, Frank?
Oh, heck no. I still have the original, the one. I didn't get two. I don't do that. I don't jump, you know, as soon as the newest, latest. I wait two or three levels and then jump in there. Okay. By the way, there are no names on the screen, so if you do want to call and talk to Jose, I jump in now or we just end it with no calls, and you don't want to do that. So lines are open. Give us a call. What do you have, Jose?
Apple is offering a reuse and recycle program that gives you gift cards to Apple stores for their products to trade in your iPad 2s in case you want an iPad 3. They will give you $320 for a perfect condition iPad 2 64 gigabyte with the G3 wireless.
Of course they will, because I have an iPad 1, so of course they'll take a 2.
Right. They'll take 1s as well, but you won't get as much money. Amazon actually is offering the best deal right now. They're offering $300 for a 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi unit and $460 in Amazon gift cards for the 64 gigabyte version. Also, if you didn't get your iPad 3, they're getting ready to launch a new 15-inch Mac AirBook next month. For those that are excited about that, that's important. Anybody remember Net Zero?
I remember.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
They were a provider, right?
And Net Zero was an internet provider of the 90s that gave away free dial-up internet services, and they offset the cost of it with targeting advertising. Shortly thereafter, they launched a DSL service. They still have around 750,000 dial-up subscribers.
Wow.
Net Zero is getting ready to launch free mobile broadband with using Clear's 4G wireless networks.
Mm.
There are a couple stipulations. First of all, you're going to have to spend... It's going to be free, but they're going to give you about 200 megabytes a month.
That's not very much.
What they would really like you to do is spend $9.95 per month. You're going to have to spend $50 for a USB stick or $100 for a wireless hotspot and $20 to send it to you. You're also going to need to check and make sure that the coverage map that they're going to be able to service your area. But it's going to be a pretty good deal if you want free Wi-Fi.
How does anybody keep up, unless they're like you? Really, how are we supposed to keep up with all this?
I thought that's why you had me here.
Well, it is, but I still, you only ask you so much, and then you get out into the real world, and you start looking at products. And have you ever watched older people in a store trying to buy a phone?
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
It's hilarious. Or a camera,
yeah.
A digital camera. It is absolutely hilarious.
And other than the jitterbug folks, somebody really needs to just produce a phone that is literally just a phone.
Well, and Jitterbug does, and my mother-in-law, we got Jitterbug from my mother-in-law. Anybody who doesn't know what this is, it's produced by a company called Great Call. Great Call is the name of the company. Their phone is called the Jitterbug. And it's a phone. It's capable of texting, but my mother-in-law is not interested in text. She wants a phone,
yeah.
And it really does a good job. The coverage is great. I don't know whose towers they use, but we have a package for her that's a minimal package. It's plenty, and I'm telling you, I'm with you, though. Wouldn't you think somebody else would have jumped into that market? Because that has to be a pretty big market. I would dare say the Jitterbug people aren't hurting for business.
No, I wouldn't suspect
somebody else should do that.
Even just like a phone with, like, you give them 10 numbers to load in, and there's just, like, hit 1 through 10 or something.
That's exactly what this is. And you know, you have those and that's what she does. You know, number one is my wife, it's her daughter, I think I'm number one, she's number two, the kids are in there. That's it. She's got everybody she needs in 10 pre-dials. And it's so simple. And she can hear it. That's the other thing. What else do you have?
A company called Square came out a little while ago with a card reader that plugs into your Android or your Apple phone, allows you to take credit cards. PayPal wasn't having any of that. PayPal has now released their own mobile credit card reader.
Oh.
If you're like a small business,
because I use PayPal for credit cards.
If you're small, it's a little device that plugs into the Android or what they call iOS devices.
What?
Connects to your phone, iOS.
Okay. I'll just use my.
I was at a flea market a few weeks ago, and the person behind the counter, my wife bought some little trinket or something, and she had an iPhone. And it had a little thing stuck in it.
A little square.
And she just ran the card through it, and the iPhone did the whole transaction.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
The nice thing about PayPal is they're going to charge a flat rate of 2.7% for transactions across the board. So if it's an American Express card or a Discover card.
If you use this thing.
If you use the PayPal.
Not if you use the computer.
Not if you use the computer.
Remember when merchants, like if somebody was at a shopping center had, what was that big thing Northwest Plaza used to have every year? Some giant flea market thing. And the merchants had to bring along those clunky, remember when you'd put your card down and...
Oh, the carbon paper.
Yeah.
And you roll over it left and right. And then, oh my God, they had to lug that junk around, and or they something wouldn't plug in or power up. That's over.
And that's when people used to steal credit card numbers because they had the full number on
all
there.
Those sheets.
Yeah, yeah. Amazon has added 3,000 Discovery Network videos to its streaming catalog. It brings the total up to about 17,000. Compared to Netflix, which is 45,000 right now, it's not a big deal. But more and more people are going to be taking market share away from Netflix as we go along.
45,000 movies.
Yep.
Wow.
And last but not least, the RIAA strikes again. They are unveiling a new policy with the Internet service providers, Cablevision, Comcast, Time Warner, Verizon. It's going to be a graduated response program to deal with illegal file sharing. You're asking, what might that be? Well, what's going to happen is if you are downloading illegal content and the Internet service provider figures out you're doing it, they're going to send you a little note that says, please stop doing that. That's pretty much it. That's all they're going to do.
All right. We got a line or two open, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We had John, but we lost John, but we still have Will. Will, say hi to Jose.
Yes, I'm on the phone, Jose.
Will, turn your radio down.
All right.
I guess he told you.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Kind of...
Turn your radio down.
All right, Will, what can I do for you?
Wow, that's a mean guy there.
Yeah,
I'm saying. Kidding.
Yeah. All right, turn your radio up and listen to someone else.
Good, I turned it up anyway. The heck with him. Yeah, I'm AM and PM. I enjoy you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I just recently retired, and I've been having some issues with my computer. All of a sudden, I have a HP Pavilion model, and it has a DVD read-write ROM in or drive in it, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, it comes back saying, it cannot recognize I have a DVD read-write unit, just as all I have is a CD unit. I don't know what happened. It's happening like in the last week or so.
My first question to you, Will, did you try to put a pornographic movie in it, on the disc, in the slot?
Let's not talk about that.
Well, see, Let's not talk about that.
That means guilty.
The past.
Sure, it's in the past.
Okay, yeah. McGuire.
So what do you think there, Jose?
It happens occasionally. How old is the Pavilion?
I guess about 4 or 5 years old.
The drive could have actually gone bad. That age, they're not very expensive, and you can get USB models that just plug into USB ports.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just do that then. Just get an external one then. Yeah. And keep going. Okay, that's what I thought. Maybe it's fried. Got something happened to it because I can't play DVD movies or do any other stuff.
Right.
Again,
I don't know how much use you've gotten out of it, but it would appear to be a lot. So
yeah,
it's probably time for a new one.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Sue. Sue, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Sue. What can I do for you?
Well, I recently bought a new antivirus program, Bitdefender.
Yes.
And when I tried to load it on, it wouldn't give me permission to do something because it said I needed to get permission from the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the owner.
Yes, you are.
How do I fix that?
It's something with the Bitdefender software. Did they give you a phone number to talk to a technician?
They gave me one of those opportunities to email and do the, we've been going back and forth, and they don't seem to get what I'm saying.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have to work through. Where did you buy it at?
I bought it online, downloaded it.
Okay. You're going to have to work through. There's something special with the Bitdefender software that you're going to have to work through to get it installed properly.
Okay, I don't know if it was a more general thing, because my husband, who is using something else entirely, ran into this also where he wasn't the owner of a certain file and thought that was very odd.
You might try logging into your computer when you reboot it, pressing F8 and becoming the administrator,
mm-hmm.
and see if you can install it as the administrator.
Okay.
That would be my first guess.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Sue sounded very nice to me.
Yeah.
Sean is up. Sean, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
Good, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. Hey, quick question for you. I'm looking at this Magic Jack thing,
mm-hmm.
and I want to use it as a backup phone line as well as the principal phone line for my fax machine. What are your thoughts on that?
As long as your internet service provider has a pretty good bandwidth to your house, you should be okay.
Okay, great.
They work very well.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that was simple. If only in 1995 a year, right?
Yeah, or $20 a year.
A year?
Like that. Yeah.
Well, hold it. 1995. That is $20 a year. It's a nickel. Okay. It's the same thing.
But you do need to have broadband internet connectivity to use it.
Okay.
Okay. And that last and certainly not least is Russ. Russ, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome, Russ. What can I do for you?
My question is three-part, and it deals with KTR streaming. When I have you on my computer and you're streaming, your volume constantly cuts off, and I have to go back and re-click on the volume so that it comes back on. Part one. Part two, when I do have you online and I go on to Google or whatever and I pull up something, you guys go offline. And part three, I just forgot all about it, so help me out here.
I get lots of email complaints, by the way, about our streaming.
Yes. Yes, we have a new streaming provider that we are still working through some of the bugs with.
Go back to the old one.
Well, thank you. We can't.
Oh, wow.
So what should he do?
If we could have kept the old one, Russ, we would have.
So what should Russ do? Just deal
Russ
with
is, Russ is going to have to be patient for a little bit.
So it's not his fault?
No, it's not Russ's fault. It has to do with the timeout function of the streaming provider. Because of a deal with they provide the bandwidth, and if you connect to them and you listen all the time, but you're not really listening. Russ, does it ask you any questions ever about are you still online and giving you a chance to click it?
No, it does not ask me any questions.
Okay.
Russ, hopefully we'll cough up money. This is like everything else, I guess. We went to the lowest bidder. Hopefully we'll get some money and do it right, and you won't have to suffer through that anymore.
To be very honest, I've heard other people mention this, and you know, I'm to the point now where I listen to somebody else online because I'm tired of having to click back on.
Well, and that's exactly what I do, and the station at one of these days will realize that and get it done right so that they don't lose listeners who are listening online. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's not Russ, it's us. Oh. It's not Russ, it's us. It's on your slogan. It's not Russ, it's us. If you'd like to contact Jose, he does have an email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com, and he's brought to you by Oreck. We love the folks at Oreck. I have three of their vacuum cleaners. One's not actually in my house, in my daughter's possession, which means it's now back at my house. And I think my mother-in-law has one. We love Oreck. They have a lot of other great products. Stop in and check them out at one of the seven locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And speaking of big Chevy Caprice wagons with fake wood down the sign, here's a man whose dad used to sell those station wagons. John Londoff, Jr., how are you?
I am better now that I hear your voice, Frank.
You remember those great big monster Caprice wagons?
I washed those great big monster these classics. I used to have to step on a ladder when I was a young fella to get to the rooftop.
My father-in-law still has one. I want to say it has over 300,000 miles on it, still trucking along.
A testimonial to the longevity of the Chevrolet.
How many miles are on that, Ian?
I want to say it's over 300,000.
Hey, you know what you just did? You just triggered in his mind trade-in time. So he's going to tell you.
No, he's
to bring
driving
it in.
That thing till it till it croaks.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he loves that car. I mean, he doesn't want to give
why?
It up.
You know, it's amazing. That's one of the notes I put down because we need cars. I mean, do we have people standing in line?
You don't need that for a trade. You don't need those trade-ins.
That's his family truckster. He's not giving it up.
Yeah.
It's not the most desirable. It's not the most.
Can I still go through with what I've got to say here? I mean,
is this where you get up to $4,000 extra?
It's like my dad when I was in meetings, and my dad would be, you know, into a statement or into a story, and I would like, you know, try to finish it or make a change. His line was, "You cut my feet out from underneath me, son."
Wow.
Yes, he told you.
He cut my legs out from underneath me, son.
Like, told you.
Sorry about that, Dad. Sorry, I didn't mean to. But so no, but we. You know, a plea to you know the AM and the PM listeners. Don't wait for that car to leave you maybe stranded on the side of the highway. Maybe this May or June or July, when I'm guessing that it's going to be 95, 97, 98, maybe 103 degrees, and you're thinking, you know what? I should have gone to Londoff months ago. I should have traded my 300,000 mile car, my 200,000 mile car, maybe my 150,000 mile car. And buy a newer vehicle, huh? Because that's how badly, I mean, we really, really, really need some pre-owned cars for our used car lot. So maybe not, who is it, Ian, your brother?
My father-in-law.
Your father-in-law. Maybe not your father-in-law's vehicle, but somebody out there. Somebody.
Yeah, there's not a huge demand for 300,000-mile big Chevy wagons. I don't think. You don't get a lot of requests for those.
No, but there's a huge demand for 80, 90, 100,000-mile, 120, 30, 40, 50,000-mile cars that have been taken care of that there is still a huge market for.
Now, what is that? Somebody calling you, I want to buy a car, or is that an internal?
That's an internal.
Inner office.
That's an outside call, an 817 area code, so I don't know. Oh, that's General Motors Financial Company calling.
You better take that. We'll hold. Yeah. You better take that call. Can we just listen in while you talk to him?
From Fort Worth, Texas, calling me to, you know, I personally call on quite a few accounts, you know, every week to help secure some financing. A lot of these finance companies are very, very, very aggressive. But when it comes to getting my money, you know, they want to make sure that all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And so I just get involved. And plus, there are great folks at we have GM Financial, which General Motors bought out of AmeriCredit. So it's GM Financial, AmeriCredit. We have Ally Bank, a huge partner of ours, which was GMAC. Ally Bank bought out GMAC. We have U.S. Bank. We have Wells Fargo Bank opening up an office in the next couple of months. Our region is out of Kansas City, but there's so much business here for automotive financing that Wells Fargo, which used to be Wachovia, they're opening an office here in St. Louis. And Vantage Credit Union, another great partner. And
First Community Credit Union. That's the one we want.
First Community. We do a ton of business with them.
That's right.
Here we are. They're the great people to deal with and never have to worry about our money. We get it right away. But Frank, what did you do for St. Patrick's Day?
Nothing. I think the same thing I've done my whole life. I've never been to a St. Patrick's Day party.
You got to be kidding me.
No, never been to a bar, never had a green egg, never had a green beer. Don't care anything about it.
My beautiful wife, maiden name, Mary Elizabeth Keneally. You don't?
Oh, that's pretty
more Irish than that, baby. Huh? And God rest her soul, my father-in-law, Robert Keneally, he was a graphic artist, was a design studio. He would paint, clover leaves and the shamrocks on their faces when they were young, and even when they were, when we were dating. And I remember working until 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and I'd finally go to the family, you know, whichever house it was at, and they were all in such great spirits and just having fun. And
they were drunk.
I was no.
Oh, yeah. Spirits.
That's why they were drunk.
Because
they were drunk.
Yeah.
No, they were in good spirits, and they were into the spirits.
I said they were very happy, and they were in great spirits.
Now, I'm completely ignorant about what's a shamrock? Is that the same as a four-leaf clover? Is that the same?
It's only three leaves.
A shamrock is three leaves?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then what? Why is it? That's just clover. That's just regular clover.
Why are you critiquing? I mean,
because I'm curious. Why is a shamrock? What's the big deal about if you go into your yard in the summer and there's clover? It's just three leaf clover, so it's a bunch of shamrocks. Am I right? Because if you find a four leaf clover, ooh, good luck, four leaf clover. So three leaf, if that's a shamrock, it's just clover.
It just sounds fancier.
Is that what they call regular clover? Is a shamrock?
You asking me?
I got all kinds of shamrock in my yard.
What is this Aaron Gobrah? What does that mean?
Oh, I used to know that.
Aaron
it's Gobrahless? Like
Aaron Gobrahless. I know what that means. It means
like
Aaron,
that.
Take your bra off.
That's right.
Yeah.
What?
No. We lost him.
Hey, my mom told
me. We lost him a minute
hard
ago.
Hard to keep up.
I asked my mom one time what meant, and we were out somewhere on St. Patrick's Day, and she leaned over to me, and she was laughing. She had a couple glasses of wine, and she said, "It means get effed."
Oh.
And started laughing.
That sure is nice.
I think it means Ireland forever.
Yeah.
What, Dan?
Get effed. But if you remember right, my mom smacked me across the face with a phone for saying that word.
She needs to do it right now after what you just did.
Just come ahead and do it right now.
Now, what is the Blarney Stone? What is that, the Blarney Stone?
Oh, you go there over there and kiss it. It's on the grounds of a big castle over there in Ireland, I think, and that's what a lot of tourists do. They go there, and you're supposed to kiss the Blarney Stone.
And what is Blarney? If it's a Blarney
Stone, it's probably
stone.
A town, I think.
Okay.
A lot of questions today, Frank. A lot of questions.
He's wanting to learn.
Well, we're curious people.
We researched all this last week. You know, a few days before, St. Patrick's Day.
I know, but we're just curious people, and the fact
it's the
that
Blarney
a holiday
Castle.
That's what?
The Blarney Castle. Yeah.
Okay. The fact that the holiday has passed does not stop us from being curious.
That's still very curious. That's a very good point. I'm sorry for cutting the legs out from underneath you, Frank.
Well, the apology accepted. So you need pre-owned vehicles. You need people to trade stuff in. And why would they want to do that? Do you have any deals?
Up to $4,000 more than anybody will offer you for your trade-in.
Anybody?
Up to $4,000 more for your trade. Are you kidding me? It's time. Everyone deserves a newer vehicle. A lot of people have been putting this off, and I hear a lot of people say, you know, we're going to wait for spring. Spring's here. Now they're going to wait for summer. Well, summer's going to be hot. A couple of people today traded their vehicles. They've got great use out of them, 2 to 3 years, if not 4 years, more than they normally would. The air conditioning units aren't working longer. So you make a decision. Do I spend, you know, the hundreds plus to fix a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old vehicle, or do I just buy a newer vehicle? And, of course, my recommendation would be come and see us, buy a newer vehicle, have a great experience, have fun. We'll make you very, very, very happy.
Now, why am I not surprised that your answer wouldn't have been, just keep it. Mm-hmm. Just keep your old car.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you slip.
Roll the windows down.
Yeah. Roll the windows down and live with it. Deal with it.
Put a little extra deodorant on and roll the windows down.
You betcha.
But that would just be my suggestion, okay, as a doctor of transportation. It would be to buy a newer vehicle and trade in the vehicle that you've had for years and let us have a shot at making someone else very happy with it.
That's all we ask. That's all we've ever asked of them, is to give you a shot. That's our request. And tell them where you came from. Tell them your AM and the PM. We need a phone number, I guess, at this point.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. So many loyal listeners. Professor Doug Cannon from Lindenwood University, a longtime customer of ours, and Don Brittick, he was deputy sheriff in Madison County, and I could go on and on and on about so many people that I meet here every day, and that those that text message me or call me while we're on the air, and I'm sure you get 10 times that, Frank, but you got great people that listen to this program. They really, really, really are. They're so much fun, and I just love meeting them. So please come in, ask for me. I'm here. I certainly would love to meet you and shake your hand, and then eventually thank you for your business if we make you happy.
Well, they can't wait to meet you. And
phone number is 314-837-1800. Sorry, you asked me about that.
And on request, when the request is made, you will and do and have blown the duck call for people.
I do. I don't have it with me now.
All right, good. All right. We'll send them to you. They're on the way.
Good. So that means you don't like my blowing at the duck call.
Well, were you about to hit it?
No, I don't have it with me. It's in the other office.
Ah, okay. Well, darn it. Shoot, we really wanted to hear that again.
Yeah.
The sincerity there is killing me.
Maybe next time.
All right, kids, have a great evening. We're open late tonight, so come and see us.
All right, thanks, John. Hi. They're on the way. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Drive safe.
Did that throw you guys as much as it threw me when he said, let's say you got an older car, the air conditioner is broken, do you spend the money or do you trade it in? And he went with trade it in. That threw me.
Oh, yeah.
He threw me with that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
Nope. Not from him.
I'll tell you. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we are coming back. And Dawn Meadows-Dixon is going to join us, and I hope that she has some really good movie to send us to. We'll find out on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, the accident we had with the tractor-trailer down on southbound 270 just before 55, it was actually by the Thies Road overpass. The accident's been cleared. Tractor-trailer's on the shoulder. There's nobody with it now, so it's going to remain there for a little bit. So the only slowdown you have is between Graboy and Tesson Ferry. After that, it opens up. You look good through Highway 55. Southbound 270 is wide open further north of that. Same thing on westbound 40. It looks great from downtown out through the Boone Bridge. Now, eastbound 40 looks good. Northbound 55, a little bit slow in that right lane north of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. But we have no other incidents to report. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty, and I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer, and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep in the left field. Back goes.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, have you ever thought about treating a group of 30 or more to a Cardinal game? If you have, think about a party suite for the upcoming season. A party suite includes an air-conditioned setting, a two-hour buffet before the game, beer and soda. A party suite can accommodate any occasion.
We were able to use the party suite as a way to treat our employees to a great night at Busch Stadium.
My son was able to hold his 16th birthday party in a party suite. We had over 40 family and friends.
Our family reunion was held in a party suite. Comfort, family, and a Cardinal win.
Party suites are available at Cardinals.com.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Mr. Shannon, it's a real pleasure hanging out with a baseball legend like yourself.
Well, Eddie Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. You serve the coldest beer in town with the cheapest and the best eats, like the Fast Eddie Burger for just 99 cents and the Peel and Eat Shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
And so if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Call Window World today and beat the spring rush. That's when everybody buys windows, and it's going to put you back weeks, if not months. Call Window World today and beat the rush. Save on your energy bills. Save when you spend only $189 per window. And save because they're the best windows in the business. You need windows. You need Window World. 314-993-1800. Call and ask how they can help you with those low-interest loans for windows. Call Window World. 314-993-1800. It's Window World.
It is time to check in with Dawn Meadows Dixon and find out about a movie, good, bad, or somewhere in between, brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. You know, the Tool Belt Team is less than a year old, and when it was started, like any other business, they sat back and they thought, well, I hope people need what we do and people need a handyman, and boy, did people need a good handyman. Their business is great. Thanks in great part to you folks who call them when you need a handyman and tell them you're AM and the PM. If you need carpentry, plumbing, electrical, painting, assembly, whatever, it's the handy, it's the toolbeltteam.com. That's the toolbeltteam.com, and they sponsor this lady twice a week. Here she is, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey.
Hey, Dawn.
Coming to you live from the bathroom at the Tivoli.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I haven't been there for a while.
There was a man in here a moment ago, but he's left.
A man in
the bathroom? I am in the ladies' room.
Wait a minute.
Why was a man in there?
Well, I was explaining to Dan, I just got out of the screening of Hunger Games. I am not allowed to talk about it. And I was talking to Dan, and they were all worried I was doing a review. And I said, no. I'm going to mention that I was at the movie. I'm going to go in the bathroom where it's quiet. So anyway, he's gone now. I'm alone in the bathroom.
If you did a review, what would happen? Would you go to prison? What would happen?
It's called Film Critic Prison. And what happens is you don't get to watch a movie for, like, days.
So
you have withdrawal symptoms, and it's awful, I've heard.
No, really, they would probably take your press credentials away, and you wouldn't do any more screenings.
They probably would, because I'm on this list and I have to be okay before I go in. This film was so tight, they took my phone. Now, a lot of screenings, they'll take people's phones. Usually,
really?
Press. Yeah, they took my phone. A policeman guarded my phone.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm not allowed to talk. I wasn't allowed to do any live tweeting, Movie Mama, you know. They didn't want any of the press doing their tweeting, as we all are Twittering or tweeting these days.
You know what? This conversation right now is probably tapped.
Yeah.
I bet it is. I'm worried. I've actually got someone outside the door to make sure no one watches
it. The FBI is listening in.
This is supposed to be.
My girls read all the books, and I had to take them to this movie. I'm going to talk about it on Thursday. So there's the tease for you. The whole country is going to be talking about this movie.
But nobody can talk about it today.
Nobody should be. I'm sure there's going to be some that do, but I do want to respect that, and so I promised them that I wouldn't. So I'm talking about another movie that opened this weekend called 21 Jump Street.
Oh, ooh. I saw that.
Did anybody see it this weekend?
I did.
Okay, who's that?
With Jonah.
Tina.
What's his name?
Tina.
Jonah.
Oh, Tina. Okay, I didn't.
What's the guy's name? Jonah what?
Jonah Hill.
Okay,
Jonah
Tina, Hill, I've got to say, what did you think?
I give the first half a 3, maybe a 3.25, and the second half a 2.5.
You know what? I am with you, but I'm a little lower.
Okay.
The first half was clever, funny. In fact, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the C word on the air, but
no.
Wait, hold
the C word.
Which C word?
No, not that.
Crabby?
What? The one that we call my ex-wife?
It went from clever to crappy.
Oh, yeah.
Don,
that's not the C word, huh?
No.
Yeah, let us clue you in. Oh, no. He's right. That's not the C word.
There's only one.
Okay. In my circle, I was worried about, I called a friend, and I said, it's getting, you know, fairly good reviews. It's the number one at the box office. It's you know, it's warm outside. People are ready for movies. I got to see this movie because I need to talk about it Monday. So I talked my friend into going, and at the beginning we're laughing, just like Tina said. This is so, you know, it's Bridesmaid, clever, funny. Then all of a sudden it takes this turn, and she turns to me and says, you owe me lunch. And then about 20 minutes later, she said, you owe me two lunches.
Wow.
And at the end of the film, I owe her three lunches.
You know, wow. I have to tell you something. The concept, the premise is a good one. Cops go to high school. Okay.
Absolutely. What's funny about it.
But it looks stupid to me.
The chemistry's great between, you know, Jonah Hill, he's on a roll, but it goes downhill from there.
Were you aware that in public schools, at least, there are cops who pose as high school students? Did you know this?
I did not know that.
When my boys went to Lafayette High School, all right, public high school in Rockwood School District, I found out from a police officer they had two really young-looking cops. They just graduated from police academy. This is not a joke. Police academy, and they put them in the system as seniors, and nobody in the senior class knew they were cops.
Wow.
And that's exactly what goes on in this film. They're in there to break a synthetic drug ring. They're recently graduating from the police academy. They don't look that young, but they joke about them. The film makes a joke about that, so it's okay. And it's based on the 80s TV show, which took place between 1987 and 1991, which I have to tell you, I never really, I remember it, kind of, but I wasn't into it.
Johnny Depp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was.
I never watched it.
Well, and I'm going to say there is a surprise in the film, too.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it.
There are some clever things in this movie, but they take, I don't know, they take the low road. And to me, for one thing, trivializing drug use, you know, I don't know. When they start to turn it into a cartoon and everybody's laughing at it, the only thing I could imagine is, you know, back in the day in the 70s when somebody really was in trouble like that, and everybody's laughing at him. And the thing is, what are we laughing? You know, the whole audience is laughing.
But you know what? We do it with drinking. Look at all the hangover.
We do it.
We make it like, yeah.
But these are high school kids, and as a mom, and I've got to throw it out there, you know, I'm thinking, what are we laughing at? These are high school kids that are high. And I don't know, at that point, you know, the mother meter kicked in for me, and I just went, I'm not laughing anymore, and I just got kind of turned off. They are pushing for a sequel with this because the film kind of ends with, we'll see you in college. So,
right, this doesn't sound good to me. Let's just get this over with.
Let's
ARDs.
Get to the bottom. I'm going lower than Tina, and I don't know that I've ever gone this low. I think maybe for the movie with Cher and Christina Aguilera, I gave it a 1.5 ARDs.
This one's less.
21 Jump Street, 1.5 ARDs. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought.
Bye,
it doesn't
Dan.
Look good to me. All right, Dan.
Goodbye.
We'll talk to you.
From the bathroom.
Talk to you Thursday. Live from the bathroom.
Bye, everybody.
From where a man just left the women's room. I still don't know that I quite understand that, but hey, that's her business. Dawn Meadows-Dixon brought to you by the Tool Belt Team, thetoolbeltteam.com. I wanted to really like this movie.
Yeah,
like
me
Jonah
too.
Hill, but you know what? The previews that I saw looked very weak.
And Jonah said it was one of the funniest movies because I think he helped write it. And
well, of course he's going to say that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I thought I really like a lot of the stuff he's in.
Yeah, but he's not going to say, you know what? This wasn't my best effort. He's not going to say that.
Right.
He's just they need ticket sales. But I'll pass on this one. I think 21 Jump Street. All right, Ballast Dental Care. The folks at Ballast Dental Care have decided to bring back a very, very successful offer that they had made. Hang on, I don't want to mess up this information. I want to make sure that I have it exactly, word for word. And it's they sent it to me in literally three lines. Professional bleaching system, which essentially is a tray. They take a mold of your teeth. I have one of these. I never use it, I'm sorry to say. I've never needed to really bleach my teeth, but it's they did it to show me how it works. And so they take a mold, and they make these trays, and then you put this professional-grade bleach in it. It's not like the white strips you buy at the store when you get toothpaste. The white, it's not that at all. They're $300 normally, but if you will make an appointment, schedule a cleaning appointment with Ballast Dental Care, and you will schedule it by the end of April. And don't put it off till the end of April. You know what'll happen? You'll go, well, I have till the end of April. Next thing you know, end of April's gone. You didn't do it, and you missed out on what was a tremendously successful offer for them before. So if you make the appointment by the end of April, which means the appointment could be for May or June, but you need to make it by the end of April, then they would like to offer you that bleaching system for $100. That's $200 off, $100. And again, it's good to the end of April, meaning you need to make the appointment by then. If they didn't make this offer, and you're not happy with your dentist, you don't have a dentist, you haven't been to a dentist for a while, or you're freaked out, you should do this anyway. You should still get a hold of Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. This is where I have gone to the dentist for 39 years. And their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Rick Santorum calls himself the principled conservative. But what happened to Santorum's conservative principles when it came time to actually vote? Here are Santorum's own words on funding for Planned Parenthood.
I think I was making it clear that while I have a personal more objection to it, even though I don't support it, that I voted for bills that included it.
Here are Santorum's own words on wasteful spending, including the Bridge to Nowhere.
In fact, I'm very proud of all the earmarks I put in bills.
I've defended my earmarks in the sense that I'm proud of the money that I did set aside.
And here are Santorum's own words on voting for federal education mandates.
I voted for that. It was against the principles I believed in, but, you know, when you're part of the team, sometimes you take one for the team.
Over and over, Santorum voted like a big spending Washington insider. 20 years in Washington changed Santorum's principles. Check the facts at rickfacts.com. Paid for by Restore Future, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RestoreFuture.com.
Does your seed supplier's warehouse sound like this?
Hello? Where's my seed?
If your seed supplier can't fill your order, think Burris Hybrids. Seed is available today and ready to ship. New products like Optimum Acre Max and Optimum Acre Max Extra Single Bag Refuge. We honor our word at Burris and are ready to fill orders today. Call your local dealer or 877-4-B-U-R-R-U-S.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
From ABC News,